back, and we're joined with Jim Alexander, my tag team for international news and military analysis of what's going on, spiritual analysis, and providing new solutions. Tim, what are the latest stories you're following over on your blog, Europe Business with 1S.blogspot.com, when we often post them up? By the way, your sense of humor and the artist that you use to post it is pretty over the top. I mean, when people look at your blog, it's like you crystallize it in one picture, 1,000 thoughts to say, this is really what's going on, and this is the issues that are happening. What's the latest news that you're working on?
A lot of artwork for me, and, the artwork complements the wording and vice versa.
Right.
And sometimes, like, I just hit the publish button for today, the first update. Sometimes I just use, like, flags. Like, I've got a story, NATO and EU seeking to prevent a Russo-Turkish alliance. And I use the NATO flag on that. But, NATO and the European Union are very concerned about a Russian-Turkey alliance. And it concerns me because it gets us a step closer to this coming alliance that the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, speaks
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it's unfortunately that the list is pretty well complete now, isn't it? I mean, the only other affiliate nations that you see in that list that are not right up in front right now is Libya and
well, I mean, you could see some coups in Saudi Arabia or some places where you have more realignment. But you've got Russia and China, you've got Belarus, you've got possibly several of the BRICS powers. You've got, it's looking more and more like Turkey will be joining with Russia, but again, it's early stages. And then, on the west side, you've got the Khazarian mafia-ruled countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and most of the Western European countries, although many are beginning to bail. They don't want to go into a war. They don't want millions of Muslim military-aged so-called refugees inside their borders. And, it's getting very interesting. Now, one way to derail that is to elect Bill Clinton, to not elect Bill Clinton's wife.
Yeah.
To elect Donald Trump.
Right.
And this is what is really upsetting the elite, because that could really throw a monkey wrench into the thing.
Right.
Another article I've got here that speaks of China and America approaching dangerous seas. And it's not only in the South China Sea, in the East China Sea, you've got just things are sizzling hot between Japan and China. China has moved over 300 ships, mostly fishing vessels, into a disputed area, along with some, they're calling them Coast Guard vessels, but some of their Coast Guard vessels are a little more than a gunned-down destroyer. They have some very large Coast Guard vessels now they're putting out. And, of course, in some of the islands, they have air bases and anti-missile systems and so forth. So it's getting dangerous.
It's mainly a show play, though, because really, the Chinese cannot engage us now. In fact, if you look at the timeline, we talked about this with Joel Skousen, neither China nor Russia can really engage the West for probably a decade before they have a projected army or navy force to actually engage us.
Well, but that doesn't mean that they want to do it. But from their perspective, they're seeing provocations, and they're seeing us, and not us, of course, the American people have absolutely no say in this so
right.
far. They're seeing the West being very aggressive, and the way they see it from their perspective is the West is putting its positions, its weapon systems into place for a nuclear war. We've moved nuclear long-range bombers into Australia and Guam.
Tim, all of that is basically a provocation, but they can't respond. And the real issue isn't nuclear war. This is the thing that people, it's a distraction, the placement of weapons. It's almost like, well, I'm going to wave my saber or my AK-47 at you. But the real intention is not the engagement for war. It's the engagement for a financial catastrophe, which ultimately America and the West wants to crush all the other economies and alternative financial systems and subjugate them to a biometric cashless system that the Bible calls the mark of the beast. That's where things are going. You're probably correct, Dr. Bill.
You're probably correct on that. But here's another aspect. The globalists may be panicking on the presidential election, and they may seek to play the war card. Now, by that, when I say war card, I'm not necessarily saying that they're pushing the World War III button. Although, you know, planning on riding a tiger and actually riding a tiger are two different things. And what they could do is set off a nightmare, that they can't really control.
Let me give you a tit-for-tat scenario. Let's say some of the Russian generals get so ticked off with Putin trying to be a negotiator, they decide to launch an EMP attack on America. Now, by the way, Iran has been testing systems to take fishing boats up to 200 miles off the coast of America, west or east coast, and fire up to several hundred thousand feet a small EMP-type nuclear weapon to disrupt the troposphere and cause an EMP that will knock out 1,500 radio miles, everything electronic, automobiles, cell towers, power step-down stations, everything. Now, here's the response. People don't know this, but our U.S. Space Command and someone has weapon systems that can literally kill everyone in a city without firing one bullet or one missile. And the Russians know that we have in the wings weapons that are literally centuries ahead of anybody else. So although they want to engage with 20th century weapons, which is what they have, we've got 25th century weapons ready to pound them.
And they
should know this, and I've tried to give warning enough to Russia and China to know that when they're playing this engagement game, it's simply to say, we're going to beat you over the head with your own leg after we cut it off. But the fact is, you can't win against us because ultimately the real game is financial. The real game here is not military. It's trying to control the financial system of the world, which is the mark of the beast. That's why the Bible concentrates so much in Revelation 13 about a cashless system and an artificial intelligence system that controls every phone, fax, and email. And Obama is handing over the internet to a Los Angeles company October 1st, which is literally a month and a half away. They're 2 months away. It's literally to the handing over the internet.
That actually opens a lot of doors to indirectly restricting, killing a bit at a time the internet.
Yeah, it means our show is going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked in different countries. Like when I did my video on the weekend
about playing the war card is still valid. But
that's only for people that want to believe the war card game. See, for people that are really in the know, like Henry Kissinger and the globalists, they know this is all just a space chess, where the top layer space chess is we're going to move our weapons and stuff and try to scare you in your starbase system. When in actual fact, the real issue is who's going to control the electronic dividends in the supercomputer that controls the world economy? And if you're not existing in cyberspace, you can't buy or sell. That's what's really going on. So the Chinese are freaked out.
They've got to maintain control of the American government and that's why they hate Trump.
See, Trump, you remember, is a high level white hat Mason. Okay, he's a Royal Arch, Scottish Rite Mason, and he's trying to be a good guy. And you see all the symbolic symbols he has. He is a good guy. Now a lot of people say, "Well, you can't support a Mason." I said, "Look, anybody at the top of any government anywhere is in a secret order of some kind, including in medicine and law. You cannot find a judge or a senior doctor in a major medical school in Europe or America or anywhere that's not a member of one of the major medical fraternities like Phi Rho Sigma or Phi Chi. That's just the facts. And when you look at Donald Trump,
those aren't the same as certain levels of the Masons. Look, my father-in-law was a Mason, and he was a good Christian.
There's white hat and black hat Masons. The white hat guys are constitutionalists that formed America in the first place and were good guys. And people don't want to hear this. We talked about this with Leo Zugami. He couldn't make it today. The fact is, Donald Trump is a good guy. Now, when people don't want to hear this, that they're high-level Masons. For example, I just watched the movie War and Peace, and it shows one of the central guys in the thing became a Mason after being an atheist. Not saying it was a good thing, But it said, like the Masonic doctrine is, you've got to do things for other people. In other words, you have to do things for your fellow man. And if it wasn't for some of the principles within the so-called the good side of Masonic orders or the secret orders, whether it's medicine law or the constitutionalists that formed America, which by and large, most of them were Masons. People need to know that. They need to know that when I joined Phi Rho Sigma, there was nothing evil about it. It was trying to advance medicine to cure disease. And what Donald Trump is doing, and same with his daughter Ivanka, and she's also a high-level female Mason, what you have to understand is these people are fighting against the dark side. We're talking about devils, like Hillary Clinton and George Soros and all these other monsters. And people don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear that there's good people that are in a secret order that are trying to advance what they consider, quote, good or righteousness or whatever. And it's disturbing to me because although they're, to be honest with you, all Masonic orders ultimately are evil. But these people are trying to do good in their own eyes, okay? And Donald Trump, if we don't have the Trump card, and you remember you mentioned about your father-in-law, I think it was a high-level Mason. These are not evil people.
No. He was a farmer and belonged to a little country.
Yeah, well, same as my father-in-law was a fisherman and an engineer. My wife's father was a porch mason. He was a fisherman first and then became a radar engineer working at the Dew Line. He's a good guy. He's probably one of the nicest men I've ever met on the planet Earth was Clyde. Clyde Fyander, my wife's father. But I'm going to tell you that Trump needs our support. And this man is a godly man. He is a Christian, although he's a baby Christian. He doesn't like, he can't quote scriptures like crazy, but his heart's the right place. And he's trying to surround himself with pro-life people like Mike Pence, who said they passed an Indiana law to make sure women couldn't use the excuse of genetics to abort children with Down syndrome based on genetic testing or amniocentesis to kill all the Down syndrome babies. In Canada, they're terminating them all. In fact, they persecuted me so much I had to threaten the geneticist who was calling me as early as 6:30 in the morning or 11 at night that if he called me anymore, I was going to make certain he was not going to call anybody else. In other words, I got to the point where I turned what I call mafioso. I said, you know, you're actually aggravating me to the point where I'm going to make sure that you're not calling anybody else again. Okay?
Yeah.
I do have a limit, and he reached the limit. Okay? And then I told him, I said, you need to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My little daughter survives birth, and her first surgery, and she needs another surgery in 2.5 years. She's perfect. She has never been on a cardiac drug. She functions high function. She operates her own computers and iPads and everything. She travels with us internationally. She's more socially appropriate than I am, which is easy. It's very easy to be better than me. So my point is, and she's a better person than anybody I know. Regular human being or otherwise, okay? She's a better person. So for Mike Pence to do that and for Trump to ally himself with Mike Pence, who to me is a wonderful...
I've got some inside information on what Donald Trump said at the private dinner that he was here a couple nights ago.
Right.
Because I know, you know, a number of people are close mm-hmm. to the person hosting it.
Right.
He said, look, I just won the nomination... We're not really getting cranked up until after Labor Day, but we're ready. And he said Hillary has spent $100 and some million, and he said let her throw her money away. We're getting ready. And you see, that's why he's brought in two new key people to run his campaign, one of which is a real junkyard dog when it comes to fighting. He's as vicious as they come. And Trump is getting ready. And it's going...
He's ready to pounce. He's like... I'll tell you, I love his hair. He reminds me of what I call the Lion King. He's got that lion hair like this guy. He's got the lion personality. He's a real leader. He's a good man, and he wants to do the right thing.
One of my artwork shows Trump, and I forget the exact setting, but he's just... Yeah, feed me to the wolves, and I'll come back as the leader of the pack.
I think he's right. And I think he also knows that it's not just over for the middle class. It's over for the billionaires. People like him who have struggled back, I think, in the early 90s, he was actually in debt, billions of dollars. He's struggled back to, like, probably worth $10 billion in net worth. But realizes that the game is over, not just for the wealthy, but the poor. Everybody's going to suffer with this. And the people like him, they're in the know.
His comments, what was it, yesterday or day before, about how Hillary and the Democrats are really treating the black American community terribly. We're right on the mark. Few people are suffering more in this economy than the poor, because there's no way out anymore. If you don't have any money, if you don't have a home that you own, you know, what do you have? Well, let's see. I can go to Mickey D's and get a job for about $7.58 an hour, and I can work maybe 15, 20 hours there, and then I can go to a grocery store and stock shelves for about $8 or maybe $10 an hour if I'm lucky, and get in about 20, 25 hours there.
Right.
Wow. At the end of the week, I'll bring home less than $400.
Well, that's why 40% of males up to their mid-30s are living with their parents or grandparents. If you think this is the bottom of the of this so-called recession depression, news for you that after the election they're holding off on the collapse of Obamacare, which could go before even the end of the year. They're holding off on the fact that the derivatives market is ready to blow up in Europe and consume all the economies. We had Hartley on yesterday talking about
The 1.5 or bigger derivatives market, quadrillion, 1.5.
It's more than that. Now, I don't know what it is. It's basically so many zeros it gives you dizziness.
Well, you know, once you hit the quadrillion, I mean, that's 1,000 trillion. Sure, make it 100 quadrillion. What difference is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like saying
a BS number. I mean, it's just sure, right.
Well, the thing is, the derivatives market stopped making money even on that crazy scheme, that Ponzi scheme, 3 years ago. So they can never pay it off. If they consumed all the wealth of anybody who had any money, any billionaire on earth, including the trillionaires right up to the Rothschilds, and every poor person, they could not pay off the debt. It's basically a terminal situation. It's like somebody coming into the emergency room.
And the banks that stole that trash, the people that did it, particularly the people at the top, should be sitting in a jail cell awaiting felony charges for a host of crimes.
They should be treated the same way as John the Revelator, who they tried to kill by boiling him in oil. I think they need to have the oil a little hotter so they don't make it out of the pot.
Well, that's you're being a bit generous, but okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have absolute monsters. You know, America is the richest country on earth. And, you know, I'm
potentially rich, potentially.
I own my home. Well, potentially, but it always is. Look, we have the greatest real estate on earth, the most productive farmland, mineral resources, European population, you name it, we've got it. And it's only by decades of deliberate action have we been bled down. I remember, see, that's why they hate people like me. I remember the 50s and the 60s and the 70s when we had real prosperity. You know, but growing up, my dad was a small businessman. My mom didn't work. My one grandmother lived with us. There were six of us at the table. We could have eaten steak. I mean, prime steak. Every night of the week we did, and we ate it when we wanted it. Once or twice a week, we had this, we had that. There was always a brand new car. And the second car was maybe 3 years old. We went to college. There was no problem. You know, there are all these things, and you assumed you were going to have a decent job when you got out of school, and you would have a house and all this. All this is history. It's history. It's water under the bridge. The younger people today, they don't know any of that. It's like the going to the moon. That's a historical fact, but it happened long before they were born. They have grown up in a time of want, a scarcity of quality employment, a lack of hope.
Yeah. Well, you know,
what
Obama started
that way.
Obama's first statement when he was trying to get elected was, hope and change. How about no hope and all you get is change because he's taking all your money?
You got it.
No hope and just change.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Abominator. That's his new name, by the way. Not Barack Obama, which means lightning, by the way. Barack. What do you think of the story about Brian Lochte and this idea that these security guards were pointing guns at these guys? It's likely
the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
And welcome back. I like Trump's approach, which is not to give advance warning. I mean, Obama literally is telling like a news alert of what he's going to do before he does it. It's so stupid, his policies. I think Trump's policy is we're not going to tell you, but on a particular day, we're going to go and take you out, Mr. Kim Jong-un, the maniac in North Korea, who's now threatening to hit military bases. I think
threaten us every few months. I mean, I have to say that North Korea is the craziest country.
But here's the real danger. They have enough tubeless rockets and tube rockets.
Oh, yeah.
That, and my good family friends right across the street from us are from South Korea. It's actually called Korea. They don't refer to it as South Korea. And he owns a furniture company in South Korea. He's very wealthy. His son actually works out with my son. And I can tell you, these are really nice people here in Korea, from Korea. And the entire city, which is a pretty damn big city, I think it's about 12 or 14 million people, could completely be blanketed and incinerated crazy rockets, by just not nuclear, but tubeless rockets hitting Seoul, South Korea.
Well, also, some of their tubed artillery is in range. And they're, when I say in range, they are literally carved into granite mountains. And the opening has steel doors and heavy steel reinforced concrete and a hole for their artillery. And then in other cases, it's set up to fire tubeless artillery, which is basically unguided rockets. And, of course, they have a large number of
They have the largest number of these type of rockets on the planet. Now, I can tell you...
In that particular area, essentially, within a half hour, they could blanket Seoul, South Korea with a combination of FAEs, fuel air explosive warheads, which are about four times more effective than a regular high, warhead. A wide variety of chemical and radiological weaponry, as well as biological weaponry. In effect, in the first hour, they could destroy, if it was a true sneak attack and there was no warning to the population, they could destroy, I'd say at least 3 or 4 million people very quickly.
Right. Now, here's the point. South Korea, which is Korea, now it's just called Korea, has enough nuclear weapons to completely destroy every square inch of North Korea. And, by the way, because of the mad dog of China, Korea may have to actually target China. People don't realize this could be the truth.
Well, if it comes to that, Japan...
But the third nuclear power is Japan. And the Umshinriko, by the way, Abe is a member.
That is correct.
Is ready at a heart's beat. And believe me, the toughest people on Earth are the Nipponese people of North and South Korea and Japan. These are tough
they
people.
They are basically genetically the same people because...
Yeah, but they are small people.
They move from the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah, let me explain a little bit of their background genetically. They are the highest muscle-to-bone ratio of any people on Earth. They have some of the highest IQs on Earth. The only people that have higher IQs as a group are Ashkenazi Jews or Khazarians, okay?
That's correct.
Yeah, they have to understand these are tough, smart people. You do not put them into a box, and you certainly don't persecute the heck out of them. And the Korean people don't even consider the North Koreans as sane, okay? And to be honest with you, we're really not prepared to deal with a conflict where a lot of 4 million plus Koreans could die because of these maniacs in the North. We need to have a strategy to deal with China and tell them in advance, we're not going to give you an attack date, but we're taking out this guy. And I think we should need to send Delta Force and so on to come in and take Kim Jong-un out. It would be like that movie, the Interview, where they had Katy Perry singing songs and he's hanging out of a helicopter. He's going to go and fly around with his tank and do all kinds of blowing up things. This is one of the funniest movies you've ever seen in your life is The Interview.
But
honestly, reality is even more bizarre. I mean, this guy, Kim Jong-un, tried to kill his girlfriend because she didn't do this and that for him, okay? So, and he kills other people that are his friends and relatives, just like it's all...
like his uncle, he had blasted with 423-millimeter anti-aircraft guns and just blew them into little pieces in front of
him. Yeah, I know. I mean, there's people...
A couple thousand top officials.
Yeah, this guy is so crazy... So crazy, he does not need to have oxygen entering his lungs.
Well,
he does not need to have a pulse.
It is crazy. I mean, there are a lot of people, I guess the majority of people, basically consider him to be a small G god. And
part of the joke was he doesn't have to go to the bathroom for number two because all his food is used like nuclear fusion in his body, so he has the energy to be the god of North Korea. Believe it or not. They put it in such a way in the interview that it's so hilarious. And, of course, he's laughing with his buddy that came in here, the American, to interview him.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my
And welcome back. Another piece of bizarre news that's out there, and again, is you have to be skeptical. I tell people, have your skepticals on, so the spectacles. this is the CERN reactor, where they're supposedly having video about a satanic ceremony. They have the statue of Kali. There's all kinds of play. You got to remember, a lot of these scientists, and there's scientists from 100 different countries and over 10,000 scientists. And what I've heard is that some of these people are so weird, they think they're going to open up a stargate for the Apollo or the Luciferic power to come back to Earth. I mean, it's pretty weird, some of the things that some of these people
believe. I think there's a lot about the universe we don't understand, and about different dimensions, and it may be a dimensional gate. But then again, I mean, who knows? There are a couple things that are interesting about that site. Supposedly was a location in prehistoric times for it was kind of a religious site, not religious as we deal with it.
Ancient pagan religions and human sacrifice,
right. But also there are videos of when they were testing this thing, some really weird clouds right over that particular site.
Right.
you know, you can fake videos, so who knows? But there are some questions about that site. I take a lot of things with a grain of salt. I mean, but who knows? I remain open but skeptical, and I think that's the way to be about a lot of things.
Right.
By the way, Hillary, there's a letter signed by two U.S. House of Representative committee chairmen that says Hillary may have broken the law and lied in her oath to Congress. The letter says she may have perjured herself on at least four occasions. Of course, she hasn't been indicted. The House hasn't voted to indict her. One of the problems is, of course, this Khazarian mafia overlord group that owns our Congress. They don't want to see Trump elected, and anything that would help Trump in his campaign against her. Now, by the way, this meeting that between Senator Tim Kaine, her running mate, and Soros' son.
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre, isn't it? George Soros' son, who's a new, they call him Seed of Soros, is what the article headlined here on Drudge. It's like, you've got to be kidding. This is like a B movie, The Seed of Soros. Ha 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 ha. It's like the seed of a senior wizard or something.
An H movie, in other words, right out of hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, in reverse speech, and I take all that with a grain of salt too. But reverse speech is indicating that Hillary is actually very scared. Now, Hillary has been swimming with the most evil sharks there are, the global Khazarian mafia. She's their little darling, okay?
Right.
However, it appears increasingly that she is she's a danger to them.
Well, I think the biggest danger is that she may medically deteriorate during the high stress of this campaign, and if she collapses, there is no campaign. I mean, if you have somebody that's stroking out or having major seizures or falling down and breaking their nose and their teeth and can't function, you don't have an election anymore. Okay, it's over.
Well, you have an election, but she won't win it, and they couldn't even steal it in that case.
Well, they could even try to steal it. If they tried to steal it and shove in another person and put Kaine as their primary candidate, you know, like bring Bernie back as in like the what we call like
no,
the zombie.
I think Bernie burned his own bridges. He took their money.
That's a good term, but he burned himself.
Yeah, to say the least. But yeah. No, here's the thing. She may be at the point where she's worth more to them dead, or in a nursing home.
I think they want to bring it to the point where they at least get the next 80 some days and try to prop her up, because you can see there's a
I'm
doctor.
Not sure they can.
Well, let me explain what they have. They have a doctor that's with her all the time with an injector of benzodiazepines to stop seizures if it gets out of control. They know she has a progressive dementia and seizure disorder going on, both absence spells and multifocal seizures. She is literally just a knife's edge. If she just has a bad fall and breaks her hip or something, her campaign's over.
Well, just, and look, she would be on knife's edge if she was a housewife in Peoria or Illinois. You know, she's just sitting in a house. She'd be on knife edges. Only, no, she's running for president of the United States. She's surrounded by Secret Service, and people want to take her pictures everywhere. And she's supposedly running this campaign for president. Well, you know, the pressures that she is under not to lose it, not to go postal, not to have at least a petite mal seizure, if not a grand mal seizure. I mean, you know, that chicken neck thing that she did in front of a bunch of reporters, whoa, millions of people have seen that and said, what the hell, you know. And
well, there's two possible causes, Tim, and you'll get this. It's a little humorous. On the one hand, she's not getting good medical care. That's number one. And number two, she still has a significant demonic position and needs an exorcist. Because,
you can take your pick.
I mean, to be honest with you, medically, I think the doctors that are taking care of her are idiots. We're talking about allopathically. They should control her seizures better. And the fact that she's having near falls, they don't even have a walker for her or a cane or something. It's like, okay, maybe the woman's got maybe she's got an arthritic joint. That doesn't disqualify. You look at Franklin Delano Roosevelt, okay?
When she sits, they bring out pillows to prop her up.
Right.
You know that?
Yeah, I don't think pills disqualify you. I think what disqualifies you is a heart of darkness. What disqualifies you is an evil penchant for destroying lives and people and setting up nations.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Even if you think she's not evil, I think the majority, overwhelming majority of American people would like to have someone as their president and commander-in-chief with his finger on the nuclear button, not to have serious mental problems.
What do you think of them making these false, crazy accusations? I've seen people, even in the so-called Fox News, that supposedly support Trump. And there's one guy there, this young, I call info guy, by the name of Leland. And he gets red-faced and shaking his head and trying to look at you like, you better believe this or I'm going to just explode here right on the news. I'm thinking,
go ahead.
Listen, Leland, we need to do some mixed martial arts and put a little chokehold on you, stop the carotid blood flow to your brain, boy. You need to shut the hell up. I am sick and tired of seeing people like the info babes and info guys now try to shake their head and look at you angry that you dare have an alternative viewpoint based on the facts. It's sickening.
Yeah.
It's sickening,
yeah.
Fox, what do you think of that?
Murdoch, and Murdoch is a globalist operative. He's
kidding.
See, yeah,
Tim, I believe that the mathematics, the corollaries are one and one still makes two.
Well, I would agree. But,
yeah. Oh, my gosh. What do you think about Twitter cutting?
Soros is a Rothschild agent, and I linked something yesterday or last night. He is the real controlling power.
He's the color revolution guy, like J.P. Morgan was.
Yeah, in Europe and in Arabia. But Soros and Bloomberg, by the way, has given a lot of money to Black Lives Matter. I consider Black Lives Matter to be a terrorist movement.
Oh, absolutely. The fact that it hasn't been declared
by definition of the law, I do believe they are a terrorist movement, and I think that the people that are funding money to them should be facing arrest under the U.S. Patriot Act and other appropriate federal laws. They should be indicted for multiple felony violations of the law and terrorism, and they should be handcuffed, and they should be in a jail awaiting trial for supporting terrorism. Now, I mean, what they are stirring up and what their people are screaming in the streets, kill Whitey, kill them, they're white, kill the cops, off the pigs, and all this stuff, that's kind of crossing the line, I mean, I think by the average person's definition. As this one black elected sheriff said, he said instead of yelling and talking about changing the cops, what we need to do is change the ghetto.
Trump's comment was basically we need more cops, we need a better trained, better armed, better support equipment, and integration with the community so there's people in the community that work as a affiliate or associate militia to work with them. And they need to clean it up so the law-abiding...
They need to clean up the thugs.
The law-abiding citizens need to collaborate, just like in the Muslim community. And I like the comment that Trump made, and there are other people there, including Mr. Gorka, who is an expert on terrorism, made the very simple comment that the people in the Muslim community need to whistleblow, and there are other Muslims that are doing bad things. They're not. They're not helping the police. They're not helping the authorities. And that's eventually going to come back and bite them. If they don't collaborate with the local police and the national federal authorities, and we need to clean up the FBI and the Department of Justice, they're directly getting in the way of justice. And that's going
to
happen.
Well, there's so much that needs to be cleaned up. The six globalist corporations all run by Zionists that control about 96% of mainstream media, that needs to be broken up.
That would be easy to do.
Banks need to be broken up. Wall Street needs to be broken up. The way Wall Street is run is basically
here's a list of things that could easily be done. Number one, we would break up all the cartels in terms of the media. Number two, we would break up the Wall Street so they would have a Glass-Steagall bill back in, which, by the way, under Clinton in 97, they actually got rid of the Glass-Steagall bill so the banks could go in derivative craziness. The NAFTA agreement and all these trade treaties need to be nullified, and we need to have individual negotiations with each nation. It's not less trade, it's fair trade. We don't have fair trade with China, Malaysia, and these other countries.
Well,
we
no.
are
We are strip mining America for jobs.
For over 200 years, we used import tariffs as a way to protect American jobs within America. And why did we stop that? We stopped it because the globalists want to destroy America just as they're destroying Europe. We don't have to put up with that. We don't have to let these clowns destroy our country. This is our country. My Alexander ancestors have been here since the 1600s. You know, we fought in the Revolutionary War, my direct ancestors. And we fought to make America free. We fought to make and you know, I claim this earldom of Stirling and all that. The first earl was the founder of English-speaking Canada and owned land, owned Martha's Vineyard, owned Long Island. And the last person to claim the earldom was Major General Lord Stirling, who fought on the American side and was George Washington's chief fundraiser. And when Washington would take a rare leave to go to Mount Vernon, during the Revolutionary War, it was Lord Stirling that took over command of the Union. I mean, my family goes way back, and I just hate to see what these bastards are doing in this country. I hate it with a passion.
Well, I think what's going to happen is people, you're going to be surprised at how many people are going to come out. This is my profile. More blacks and more Hispanics than you expect are going to support Trump. You're going to see more women support Trump, especially Christian women that are pro-life. You're going to see the swing states, the Rust Belt states, swing toward Trump, which is energy and coal and new good jobs. And why wouldn't they? You're going to see a lot of
welfare after
Milwaukee. You're going to see a lot of conservative, good, solid black, Hispanic, other citizens in the inner city. You're going to say, we want Trump to bring law and order to our damn cities. We don't want the gas station blown up in the local convenience store. Now my mom or my wife has to go 5 miles. Right, and they want my son, who's a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, not to have to be forced to join a gang so he doesn't get beaten to death before he gets to school. So, you know, what I see happening, remember now, our brothers and sisters of every nationality are called the Code of Many Colors. America is colorblind. Let's get to the fact. Obama's tried to push the race card, but in actual fact, America is colorblind. We do not care what somebody's background is. We want to know if they're American. If they support Sharia law, I don't care what nationality they are, whether they're white, black, or purple. They don't belong here. They don't belong here, okay? So that's the facts. And if we have that vetting process, whether it's people that are currently citizens that need to be de-citizenized and get out of here, or people to try to come here and have a view that Sharia law trumps our Constitution, they need to not get in. And if we have that attitude that people in the inner city have a right to have a little boy, get proper education so we can get a good job and a good paying thing, and have a family and have a future, we need to realize it doesn't matter what part of the country you're born in or you're raised in, you need to have the right to have a future.
Do you
a
know
safe future.
That only a few decades ago, 40s and 50s, Harlem was one of the safest places in the state of New York to go to. And a lot of white people went into Harlem on the weekends to the jazz clubs. They were totally safe. Yet what you're seeing is the result of the so-called war on property began by that monster LBJ, who really got into the Vietnam War and a lot of other stuff.
They told these
poor little black girls, you want free money? You know, get some studs,
right,
to impregnate you. And you want more money, have another baby and another baby.
Well,
you can't have a husband. You can't have a boyfriend live with you.
Right.
You get all these kids now, multiple generations, not only on hard drugs, but without a father.
But they have serial thug polygamy, too. So you have one guy that has 20 or 30 kids, and he's getting honor payments. While he's in prison, he's getting honor payments. He's getting an honor payment from the mamas, giving a part of their Social Security check to this thug who's impregnated 20 girls, and he's in prison.
Sometimes you'll get them impregnated twice, you know. You'll have a stable of a dozen or more, and he'll go from home to home for a few days. I've heard this from friends of mine. And see, the results of that is you have a fatherless child.
Right.
You have a fatherless child, and often a mother who's 14 or 16 years old, who's ill-prepared to, you know, in both of my parents' case, my dad was 7 years old when his father died. My mother was literally a couple weeks old when her father died. But there was an extended family. They were good people. My grandmothers were strong, particularly my grandmother, Alexander, who had several kids. Nobody went to jail. Nobody got in trouble. They all became successful. But, you know, she had a will of iron. She was a great woman. But she was also older. I mean, you know, she wasn't 14 or 16. And she didn't live in a community that drug use was rampant and so forth. You don't have that with these people. And it's by design. It's by design. And what you've seen this happen to the black community has really been terrible. It was the black community all over America. They kept to themselves, but I want to tell you, they were a Christian, family-orientated community, and they've destroyed the black family, and they've gone as much as they can to destroy Christianity. And now you have this thug element that is preying mostly on their fellow blacks. And that's what's got to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, the formula is real simple. I think Trump's got surrounded himself with experts that can clean this up in a matter of a few years, and these young black people will have a real future, and they'll be able to have a home, a car, a business, a job, and have respect.
Yeah, a good life.
A good life for all Americans.
The American dream.
Exactly. Back in a minute.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and Tim, you have some other articles on your blog that we'll be posting up. China and America approaching a dangerous area. Lots of other important stories. You've got some remarkable...
Deutsche Bank cannot be saved. Its crash will make Lehman Brothers look like a Sunday school picnic.
Right.
Deutsche Bank is one of the world's greatest banks, and they are so loaded down with things like, we were talking about it earlier, the 1.5 quadrillion, my brain just froze. Millions of people listening, my brain freezes.
Tim, I'm going to get a new word for it. Instead of a petit mal seizure, which sounds too exotic, why don't we just call it a Clinton moment?
Clinton moment. That's good. You know, we should push that. We really should. Clinton moment. I'm having a Clinton moment. There are so many things that can cause a global, and I mean a major global crash of the economy. We're in a crapper already, but the plunger is about to be pushed. I mean, we're about to go down the tubes. And it's amazing it hasn't yet, but it very well could be, because everything's a house of cards. Derivatives, that's the word I was trying to think of earlier. You know, Deutsche Bank's exposure to derivatives is just insane. But that's only one thing that could take us down. There's so many different things. The collapse of the housing market in Vancouver could have some serious repercussions.
It's happening right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But it's in the early stages right now, because you haven't felt the full impact, because so many people are so leveraged, thinking, oh, this shack, this worthless shack, that maybe is worth $40,000 or $50,000, and I paid $750,000. I was counting on selling it for $1.3 million in a couple months. Now it's worth about half what I paid for it, and I'm on the hook for the full amount. But I haven't gone belly up.
By the way, you have to understand that who are the elite in Vancouver? Now, I did my internal medicine training there in 1977. At the Vancouver General, second largest hospital complex on the planet. The wealthy Chinese there are from northern China. They're part of the central part of the Chinese People's Republican Army. And they own the corporations. Their children fly back and forth to, say, California, to the USC.
A friend of a guy I know is the senior investor.
They fly back and forth to, say, USC, University of Spoiled Children, we call it. And they have their own private jets. These guys, 80% of the new billionaires in the last 25 years are Chinese, and they're all PLA members. Isn't that weird? All People's Republican Army.
If you know Chinese history, I took a lot of Chinese politics and history as an undergrad, and it's a reversion to the warlord era.
Exactly. These are Chinese warlords. So what they've done is they've blown up the economy in Vancouver, because it's basically the two languages there are English and Cantonese. It's not English and French.
Well, Mandarin.
Yeah, Mandarin. I mean Mandarin. And Mandarin.
Yeah, well, because they're very close to China by air.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing.
Get right with God, folks.
Back tomorrow with Matthew Deagle, my son. Ann Morrison, hour number two, our science blog, Twiland, will be doing a post-blog analysis and recap, and a firing line in hour three. Get your questions in. Place your orders right now, 888-212-8871, or online at NutriMedical.com. We need your prayers and support. Take care.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village. where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.